Oh yes, my God never, never fails. Our God never, never fails. Our God never, never fails. He's the same forever. Oh yes, Lord. God never, never fails. Our God never, never fails. Our God never, never fails. He's the same forever. Come, let us offer a sacrifice of praise. The fruit of our lips giving thanks. Fruit of our lips giving thanks. We will offer sacrifices. We will offer praise unto you, Lord. Oh, we give thanks unto our Savior. We are hearts of gratitude. We give you praise, oh Lord. Your mercy shall endure forever, and we will worship you all of our days. How good it is to give thanks unto the Lord. How good it is to give thanks unto our God. For he has healed the brokenhearted, binding up the wounds. It is good to praise his holy name. It is good to praise his holy name. It is good to praise your holy name, Lord. It's so good to praise your holy name. Thou art worthy, almighty God. Thou art worthy, my heavenly Father. Thou art worthy, almighty God. Thou art worthy, almighty God. Thou art worthy, great Jehovah. Thou art worthy, precious Lamb of God. Thou art worthy, great Jehovah. Thou art worthy, almighty God. Thou art worthy, Abba Father. Thou art worthy, precious Lamb of God. That's why I'm grateful. That's why I praise you. That's what I adore you, Lord. Thou art worthy, Almighty God. Thou art worthy, great Jehovah. Thou art worthy, Almighty God. Thou art worthy, O my risen Savior. Thou art worthy, Almighty God. Thou art worthy, Almighty God. Beloved, lift up your voice this morning and let God know that it's worthy. Revelation chapter number 4, verse 11. Beloved, the word of the Lord begins to show us the declaration that was being made by the 24 elders who fall down before the throne of God. They fall down before the one who sat upon the throne. They fell down before the Ancient of Days, the ever faithful, dependable, reliable God, the creator of all flesh, our God in whom nothing is impossible, the one who has brought us able to 23 hours, 40 minutes to finish in year 2015, the one whose eyes has been upon our year from its beginning, even to its end thereof, the one who is the beginning and the end of all things, the one who exists before the beginning began. It was God all by himself, the one that made all things available for us to enjoy in Christ Jesus, the giver of life, the author of life, our keeper, our refuge, our fortress, our shade, protector, provider, sustainer, our God who is gracious and mighty, our God who is beautiful for situation and marvelous for war, our God whose mercies are new every morning. Great is the faithfulness of our God. Father, we bow before you on this last day of December 2015. Lord, we give you praise. It's a PR to Gazad. Is the endige qua a pioto endige che libro sosia e soprato gosto casate e sopriande che custo sote e sopra attuate e libro sosia endige qua a piaso endige custo sosia e soprusa sia te e la pioto casate e sopronde che custo sia e su chi anda gaiato e limo costuate e su prianda gasusie e su prondeghe che susa e la pioto susia te e ndeghe che custoso da posu sia te e la pioto nonosa e su piando go libro susie e ndeghe quasa sia te e su pionde che casuate e su prondeghe custoso sia e stolica quaso, e supronde che cusote, e la macoso sia te, e ndeghe che cusoto, e libusa sia, e la mongrusa ate, e ndeghe e pecuta asa, e sopia asusia, e soprunde che susie, e ndeghe che cusoto, e supioto valicra sasia, e stonde che susie, e sopronde che cusote, e sopionde che libro sosie, e staiali capato, e ndeghe che sosie, e soprune gaso sia te, e la macoso casate, e soprunde che gasote, e socataia lipopuata, e lebi acquata, e ndeghe cosua, e sopronde che custo sosie, e su pronde che custasa, e su che quasa, e ndeghe che custo sosie, e su pronde che custo sosa, e su pronde che custo sia, e su pionde che libro sosie, e ndeghe che quaso sia, e su pronde che custo sia, e la me quasa, e costo siate, e su prunagaso, endega che susie, endega a pionde, e libro susuate, e sopronde che cusote, endega che susia, e la motuasa pioto, sopruta gasate, endega cusoto, e susia, saprotuate, e succhiataia andagaso, e libro susia, e sopionde che libro susie, e su cataia, e la mongro susie, e sopronde che custososa, e si catuale mengri da busto sia te, e la mocua atanagasa, e sopronde che quaso, e tenga kayaku da gaba suate, e la macros sia te, e lebri asusia, e sopruta gazate, e la portuga zatie, e la pionde che libro sosie, e su cacuata na gaza, e su priende che susia, e la macuata gaiato, e su pruno custo sosie, e su pronde che suate, e su piotu gazate, e su cutaia libro no gozo, e su priende che custo sosie, e su prondiga che suate, e libro sosia, e sopro ondre ne gaza, e che cosa sia te, e la me quanta legresi a to, e stolica cosuate, e soprotu gazate, e ndeghe cusote, e sto blocco stasa, sepri andu custose, e soprotu gaiato, e ndeghe custo sosie, e la macrotu gazapio ne gali che quasa, e ndeghe che susie, e soprusa sia te, e ndeghe custo sosie, e la macuata baiando cosusie, e ndeghe cosote. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have worshipped. Beloved, this morning, the word of the Lord told us, the God who can never fail, the God who is committed to his word. It said, when the righteous call, the Lord will hear. Whenever the righteous call, God heareth. Whenever the righteous call, God does hear. Whether you are calling at the beginning of the year, middle of the year, and the last day of the year, whensoever the righteous call, God hear us. He hear the cry and he hear the call of the righteous. The Lord heareth us. It gives you and I an assurance that even on this last day of 2015, God's ears are open to hear our cry and to answer them. The word of the Lord was very clear. Why does the righteous call and God hear it? Because the Lord is mindful of us. Beloved, when David went into the David and his men, when they were running away from Saul, they ran from different caves, cave to cave, and they came to a stage. They were very hungry. And so they have to go and request for the shewbread, which is in the temple, which they were not eligible to eat. They ask from the priest what was kept in the Holy of Holies. The shewbread that represents the Passover bread that they ate, beloved, that represents the manna that was eaten in the wilderness. They kept some bread to represent what they ate, and it is the shewbread which is in the Ark of Covenant. The priest gave them what they required to eat when they needed to have their needs met. And the word of the Lord helped us to see that somebody from the camp of Saul actually identified David and when he identified that this was David, he made it known before the priest who was kind enough to meet their need. But in spite of the revealing, of David to the priest in that hungry moment, beloved, that the priest, because of the needed answer, the needed solution to physical hunger, in 1 Book of Samuel chapter number 21, He addressed that solution and possibly profaned the Sabbath. And profaned what was meant to be the priestly rule, because God treated the urgent need that must be addressed. That is the hunger of David above all the legalistic statements that man stands on. God rated the answer desired by man that man must have, a man whose heart is after God like David, above the sacrificial arrangement and the laws that govern the temple. They ate and they were fed. They took what was given. When the servant of Saul, in verse 7, the word, let's read from 6. Because in these 24 hours, God is going to raise your need of favor above everything that stands in the way of your receiving divine favor to finish well. There are things God will do today. David said to Ahimelech the priest in verse number 2, the king has ordered me on some business and said to me, do not let anyone know anything about the business on which I send you or what I have commanded you. And I have directed my young men to such and such a place. Now therefore, what have you on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread in my hand, and whatever can be found. And the priest answered David and said, there is no common bread on hand, but there is only bread. If your young men have at least kept themselves from women, then they can have it. David answered the priest and said to him, truly, we men have been kept from us for about 3 days since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in effect common, even though it was consecrated in the vessel this day. Because David also know and understand what the priest was saying. Because according to the law, Leviticus chapter number 19, it is not permitted in verse number 13, it says, you shall not cheat your neighbor nor rob him. The wages of him who is hired shall not remain with you all night until morning. You shall not cause the deaf nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall fear your God. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 24 also says something that I would like to read unto us, and read one more scripture, and then we'll take a prayer, because there is a need for some divine intervention in today that will release the answers that have been waited for, even for the whole month, if not for the whole year. Leviticus chapter number 24 verse 5. the bread of the tabernacle, and you shall take fine flour and bake 12 cakes with it. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each cake. You shall set them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. And you shall put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be on the bread for a memorial, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Every Sabbath it shall set it in order before the Lord, continually being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant. And it shall be for Aaron and his sons. They shall eat it in a holy place, for it is most holy to him, from the offering of the Lord made by fire, by a perpetual statute. So what David was requesting for is to partake of the Aaronic assigned bread that was in the temple, that was not a bread for common people. It is a bread that is only allowed by those who are in the Levitical order. It is only allowed to be eaten by those who are privileged to have it, who are the sons of Aaron, that have been assigned by God to stand in that divine office. But what did the Lord do to an hungry man? Exodus chapter number 19. Showed us how this happened. God said unto Moses, to consecrate the people. In verse number 10, go to the people and consecrate them today, and tomorrow let them wash their clothes. And let them be ready for the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down from Mount Sinai. In the sight of all people you shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, take it to yourself that you do not go up to the mountains or touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death, nor a hand shall touch him. Not a hand shall touch him, but it shall surely be stoned or shot with an arrow. Whether man or beast, he shall not live. When the trumpet sound long, they shall come near the mountain. So Moses went down to the mountain of the people, sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said to the people, be ready for the third day. Do not come near your wives. Beloved, why? Because God wants them to be sanctified, be consecrated unto the Lord, and be ready, beloved, to stay away from any defiling and any polluting thing. You and I know that God gave Moses an encounter, and that experience in Exodus chapter number 19, and one of the instructions that God instructed him in is how to set apart Aaron and his household, even to serve God as the priest of their time. And their portions were in the house of the Lord. And their portion, the priestly portion, is what David made a request for because of the situation of hunger. Because there was a need that needs to be met. Because he had carried the people who have yoked themselves with him, and they call themselves the mighty men of David. They've risked their life, they have walked. And God, beloved, attended to their need even with what they were not eligible to have under the legal arrangement. We saw another occasion, as we discussed in church on Sunday, that Jesus' disciples, they were hungry and saw they went into the harvest field of another, and they began to pluck the heads of corn. And the men who saw them, the legalistic men, they said, why does your disciple go into another man's field on a Sabbath day? They were looking for a way to blame Jesus, Son of the Living God, for enabling his apostles to compromise the law of the Sabbath. They had forgotten the issue that matters, that the need of man far outweighs the law that governs the Sabbath. Jesus was unashamed to speak thus. He understands his position. He did not come to undermine the law, but he came as one who fulfilled the law. Love precedes the mandate of the law. The law was given so that the real love, the true love, is expressed one unto another. That is why Galatians 5:13 and 15, verse 13 to 15 was clear. In 15, it says, for the old law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Beloved, because the issues of the law is to govern our human individual relations with one another. I am going somewhere this morning because the only prayer we are going to pray this morning is going to be dependent on your understanding of how God plays your need and how God positions your ability to receive the answer based on his mercy, based on a sure promise that is made. Even in this last day, God is still faithful to make good his word. So we saw in Matthew chapter number 12, as the Pharisees were trying to tell Jesus, magnify the law against the need of man. And Jesus referred back to the story of David in verse 3. He said, have you not read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the sure bread which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priest? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath day the priest in the temple profaned the Sabbath, and they were blameless? Because Ahimelech, who gave the priestly food unto David, beloved, he profaned the Sabbath. He was doing it on the Sabbath day. And he said, yes, I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what it means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would have not condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord even over the Sabbath. So when you read from the word of God that David said, I've been young and now I am old, I have never seen the righteous forsaken of their children beg for bread. Psalm 37, verse 25. David was coming from a position of understanding the message of God that qualified him in his unqualified state to partake of the food that was ordained for the priest, beloved, and God qualified him by mercy. Mercy positioned him to have the answer now. At the dying minute, beloved, when you look at what happened in Matthew chapter number 12, the disciples have never compromised any law. Jesus is aware of the law. He was not compromising at all. Beloved, because he knew that it is okay for anyone to leave behind some leftover for the poor. He said, he that lendeth to the poor showeth mercy. He that goeth for doing good obtaineth favor unto himself. So every farmer is commanded not to completely harvest their crops, but to leave a little behind for the sake of the travelers and the poor. And you and I, you will see that Ruth and Naomi's scenario, they were so poor. As you heard me yesterday, they have suffered a loss. Elimelech has died. The two children that were husband to Ruth and the other lady that was married to one of Elimelech's sons, beloved, and they were poor because there is no means of sustenance. And Ruth was advised by her mother-in-law, go to the farm of Boaz and go and pick grain after his workers. And she did as she was instructed. And she came back because she met Boaz. And Boaz instructed his servant, said, do not touch that woman. Allow her to take whatever she needs. Leave something behind. She was fed on the field. She was able to take something back home. Mercy works by divine favor, and the need that they had was met. And then we've come to this final moment in this month that Jesus is saying that mercy is prioritized in delivery of the divine favor required in order, beloved, to finish this month quickly and strong, favorably, with answer, without a carryover for you. So it is the prayer of mercy that we are going to pray in this remaining few minutes on this altar. But there is one more scenario in my spirit that I would like to share with you. The four lepers, they were already dejected. They were men that were considered unclean and undeserving. They have been displaced because of their condition. Yes, there was famine in their land, but even prior to famine, their land, beloved, they, in their land, they have been displaced. Why are they displaced? Because of their infectious disease. And the story was told that Elisha prophesied, he said, this time tomorrow. This time tomorrow. In the place where there was famine, he said, this time tomorrow there will be plenty in the land. It looks unachievable, undoable, impossible, unattainable. But the word of the Lord has gone forth. Elisha said, tomorrow at this time, there will be a change of story. Second Kings chapter number 7. In the place of famine, in the place of shortages, in the place of smallness, there will be plenty, there will be more than enough. It said, in the place where there was scarcity, there will be over and above in the supply, because mercy is going to work it out. How? So it said, thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for $1. And 2 measures of barley for 1 shekel in the gates of Samaria. What was expensive became even so like a giveaway price, even an insignificant amount of money that makes it achievable even to everybody and attainable. But here is the mystery behind this law. The one that the King lived on said, even if God is going to open the window of heaven, it cannot be so. So he's saying something, because what you and I have got to see is that mercy will cause heaven to be open for your miracle to attend to you. He said, the officer assisting the king said, that could not happen. If the Lord made windows in the sky, Elisha said, you will see it happen, but you won't be able to buy any of it. Beloved, it's going to be dangerous if any individual is negative at this final moment. It is important for you and I to see that mercy is able to open the heaven. Mercy is able to give a favorable result. Mercy is able to give us a finishing strong and finishing well. The comfortable man despise the ability of God to use the unexpected, to do the unimaginable. He undermined the ability of God to make possible what looked seemingly impossible. So he was denied of partaking, even though he saw the miracle. He became a stranger to engaging the miracle. And God said, if you cannot see that I can do what I can do, what I have promised, you will still see that I do what I do. So others have a testimony, but he didn't, because he didn't enjoy the fruit of the word that was spoken. And God has to engage those who desperately needed a miracle. God used the despised. God used the rejected. God used the abandoned. God used the forsaken. God used the unable. God used men that are not capable. God used those who do not have their own self-reliance. God used the risk takers. God used those who are ready to press in. God used those who believe in the word of the prophet. God used men who have no support. God used those who have been displaced. God used the insignificant. God used those who have been marginalized. Beloved, God used the four lepers, the isolated men. But they were unselfish. God used men who will not just get the whatever they want to get and carry it. God used those who have love in their heart. For those who have despitefully used them, God used men who are able to give out of the supply that they have. Men who were ready to share their gain. Men realization of the promise of God, even in that moment they had the word. They said, we will starve if we stay here. We will starve if we go back into the city. So we might as well go out and surrender to the Syrian army. If they will let us live so much the better. But if they kill us, we would have died anyway. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimonies. And because they love not their life unto death. They were meant to magnify the word of the Lord. And they were ready to take action. Beloved, so that even they went out to the camp of the Syrians, but there was no one there. Why? Because God will make his word good. It's just looking at somebody that will believe. But out the doing of the word of God is done. It's not my business. My business is to believe, to expect, and to move in the direction of the word. For the Lord has made the whole Syrian army to hear the clatter of the speeding chariots and a loud galloping of horses and the sounds of a great army approaching. Lepers, the insignificant, the lepers, the unexpected, beloved, the abandoned, the rejected, whatever you call this man, in their movement, in the direction of faith, in the direction of expectancy, in the word of God, in their not considering that their life is too important, beloved, to go in the direction of the word, they begin to prioritize God's word above their physical challenges. Their physical challenges did not stop them, therefore they move. And the God that Job described in John chapter number 42 verse 2, he said God can do anything and everything and nothing can stop him because his mercy prevails over judgment. So regardless of my condition, regardless of my challenges, regardless of my limitations, regardless of what I have and what I don't have, regardless of the time of the day that I'm right in right now, regardless of what I see going on in and around me, God's word still holds it sure. And the Bible says, he knows those who are his. Beloved, the Lord has made the whole army, the Syrian army, to hear the clatter of speeding chariots, loud galloping of horses, and the sons of a great army approaching. The king of Israel has hired the Hittites and Egyptians to attack us. They cried out, so they panicked and fled into the night, abandoning their tents, horses, donkeys, and everything else. When the lepers arrived at the edge of the camp, they went into one tent after another, eating, drinking, wine, and carried out silver and gold and clothing and hiding it. Finally, they said to each other, this is not right. This is wonderful news. It is a miracle, beloved. This is a testimony, and we aren't sharing it with anyone. Even if we wait until morning, some terrible calamity might fall upon us. Come on! Let us go back and tell the people at the palace. Join us the principle of a man that the expectation of God for a personality that is prepared to have a last minute they went back to the city and told the watchmen what has happened. The story ends that they made room for a national change of story by their testimonies. They didn't take it, eat it, and can it, and keep going back all along. They allowed those who have rejected them, those who have beloved marginalized them, those who beloved have thrown them out, beloved, to have an opportunity to partake of the promise that was fulfilled only by God. For the word of the Lord says, 2 Chronicles 20:20, believe in the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe in his prophet, you shall prosper. Why? For when the righteous call, the Lord will hear him. Psalm 34, verse 17. Whenever the righteous call, God of heaven will hear. It is the unrighteous man that their prayers is not guaranteed to be answered. The righteous are the personality that have embraced the gift of righteousness in Christ Jesus, who are not relying on their own self-righteousness like the man, the officer that the king leans on. He relied on his own capability and his own ability, and he looked and despised the Almighty God, the creator of the universe. So what they enjoyed was what was favorably disposed and favorably given to them by God. It was what the only living and ever faithful, dependable God, beloved, who cannot break covenant, what is delivered. Psalm 89, verse 34. When you are talking about the fulfillment of what God does, you want to put your mind at rest that your Father is ever faithful and he will do what he has promised. He can never fail. He is beautiful for situation and marvelous for war. And when he showed up on the case, that is the right time. And therefore, the word of the Lord said, he said, now, when man thought that the time is far and gone and nothing seems to be happening anymore, it looks too late. We're just a couple of hours to see the end of 2015. You will still receive your good news today. Your changes will still happen today. Your good news will happen even right now. No good thing shall be withholden from you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It not be acquired to the heart. And then now says the Lord who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might gather to him, for I am honored in the eyes of the Lord, and my God is my strength. Beloved, so to finish strong, there is a need for you to know that God is still committed even on the last day. Isaiah 49 verse 5. And beloved, so when we pray the prayer of mercy, he said it is too trivial a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to restore the survivors of Israel. I will also make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. That is what the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, the Holy One, says to the thoroughly despised one, to the one hated by the nation, So the servants of rulers, kings will see and arise. Princes shall also bow down because of the Lord who is faithful and the only one of Israel who has chosen you. This is what the Lord says. In a favorable time, I have answered you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you, and I will keep watch over you and give you for a covenant to the people to restore the land from its present state of ruin and to apportion and give as inheritance the deserted hereditary lands. God was committed to his word. Beloved, on the basis of mercy, he gave on time help to restore the land, to restore the people, and to bring about a change of story. Lift up your voice, beloved, and say, my Father, it is not over yet. You are the God of miracles. Lord, it is not over yet. You are the God of miracles. Intervene by your mercy. Lord, be favorably disposed towards me today. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And so be at us. Zepri at us. Apioto. Neglica custo sociate. Andrews sociate. Ilame custosia. Endiga epio. Otsu gazate. El libro sociate. El suprunda gadosuate. Ila piontica satua. Endiga custosiate. El libro sosi ike qua apioto ondege qua apiasa endige qua aproso sike tua apio otuate el libro sosi ate endege qua apioso el libro sosia endege kusoto endega capioto ondege custo sosiete illa me crusus yate e domblo da sosia e sopriate gazate e tege Jesus illo mo quate gazate illo mongro susiate e sopro togo susia illa ma crusus yate e tege custoto e sopro na gazus yate illa ma crusus custosie e sopro na gazus yate Endege Jesus, isso pro ato ganhado. Endege Jesus, ilo mokotu gazate. David in his desperate moment was deliberate in his action to pursue evil and make a request to the priest, what he knew that evil, according to the natural arrangement, he doesn't deserve. But mercy and favor put it in his hand. And when he got it, even when they discovered that he was one of the people that that the soft servant discovered that it was David, David has to run to the Philistines and pretend like a madman. And beloved, it was in the process that David wrote Psalm 34. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times and praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around all those who fear him and delivered them. All says and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. All fear the Lord you, he says. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack anything good. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. The depart from evil and do good, seek peace, and pursue the eyes of the Lord of the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who are broken hearted and save all such as of a contrite spirit. And beloved, he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not of them, none of them is broken. Even evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servant, and none of those who trust him shall be condemned. What you are to see is that David showed us in Psalm 34 the secret for making demand on the priesthood was based on the cry of mercy and his diligence in crying out for the help he needed to have a responsibility addressed. And therefore, you know that he didn't just walk to the priest and say, "Give me bread." He said to the issues, beloved, in a place of prayer, in seeking after the Lord, even when he has to pretend and behave like a madman when he was figured out that he was David. Beloved, he told us in the book of Psalm 39, number 34, that everything that was taking place was answering to the seeking of mercy and of grace before the Lord. So nothing absolutely just happened. And that is why in this moment, the final moment, we are going to pray the prayer of mercy. And you are going to say to the Lord, "Oh God, my Father, Lord, out of the abundance of your grace and your mercy, locate me today in the mighty name of Jesus. Locate me for a miracle that will change my story, that I must finish strong in 2015. Lord, locate me with an on-time miracle today. It's a Pia Atuade, favorable miracle, victorious miracle, the miracle of deliverance, the miracle of divine release, the miracle of divine favor. The miracle that terminates my affliction, the miracle that rid me of oppression, the miracle that takes away every nightmare, the miracle of God that sees my battle forth, the miracle of God that uses engaging it, the nothing else to bring about something great in my life. It's Suka Apios Art. Oh God, that shed mercy, locate me by your mercy. Attend to my case by divine favor. Let there be a rewriting of my story. Let there be a change of story for me. Oh, Sophia to Gazote, Ilamio to Gazate, Isusa, Apio, Otua, Asusia, Atua, Ilamaquata, Egequazo, Ziprunagaza, Isopro de Gazo, Isopio de Gacasuate, Etigaqua, Apio de Gazate, Etigazusia, Isopro de Gaza. El libros of the art, Esopi aquata aya, Ilomongros asia, Esoprondiga gaso, Esusa apio, Ondega casuate, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice. You are saying, "Oh God, that shed mercy, have mercy on me. Lord, give me on time help for a favorable finishing that terminates every reproach, terminates every shame, terminates every spirit of abandonment, terminates sickness, terminates wants in my life, terminates shortages in my life, terminates every form of displacement, terminates every form of losses in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that shed mercy, have mercy on me. touch me. Let me know favor in your sight. Let man favor me. O sapia catazo. Etiga quasa. Illo pion grunagazo. Isso cataia. Illa pion dege quasa. Elli prusasiato. Etiga cusote. Isso pruata gaiato. Illa pioto gazate. Illo bocuata gazote. Illo piotro nagazo. Isso ca a piote. É livro social. É de que a suate. É livro social. É de que a cruzocie. É la piota casate. É so cruzociate. Histórica sate. Isso sa a pioto. É de que a suate. E da quasa. E da cruzote. E da mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, I say it like this. Oh God, that shed mercy, arise and have mercy upon me. Lord, be favorably disposed towards me. Terminate every form of want, spiritual lack, financial scarcity, mental, even oppression, spiritual limitation, satanic aggression. Let it be terminated in my life today. Let it be terminated. Let be also the art, the mercy and favor of God that terminate every form of shame, locate and find expression in my life today. It's a beyond the negotiate. It's a beyond the negotiate. It's a kataya la bozo. It's a siata la bozo. Deghe quasa, zepri azote, ila bacuachete, e sopro na gaza, ila beclegue quasa, e sopro tu gazate, e da mighty name of the Lord Jesus, e sopiando do gozusa, ila pionde que gozusa, e sucle que zoate, e la biote que gazote, e la biote que gazoate, e sopro no guasa se a te, e sopriante que gozo se a, e estonde que custo se a, e soprote que quasa, e la biota, e te que qua a pioso, e sempre a suate, e da mighty name of Jesus, you want to lift up your voice, and say to the Lord, oh God, that shed mercy, have mercy upon me. Lord, locate me by favor, terminate every oppression, rescue me from every form of harassment, every form of shame, rescue me from every form of trouble, rescue me from every form of affliction, in the mighty name of Jesus, rescue me from every form of instability, every form of barrenness, every form of breakdown, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Esopia atuasa, eliponde gazote, esociata le bongro suciate, elibro zaate, esocataia la bosto zaate, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice as you say unto the Lord, O thou of the sure mercy, remember me today, the favor that terminated every form of reproach, that rescued me out of trouble, the favor of God that spoiled my spoiler, my expression in my life, locates me today, locates me today, locates me today, locates me today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, lift up your voice. You are the old God that shed mercy by the covenant of your mercy. a favorable closure of 2015. Deliver in my life a joyful ending of 2015. Deliver to the Prevailers Church Network worldwide a favorable finishing of 2015. A glorious finishing of 2015. In Sapias the Gazot, in Labios the Gazot, in Kostos Osia, in Lapros the Gazot. Associate la voz e sopria da gazote e la boquata gazate e la piotro do gozo e stota gazate e la boquata se a che e soprusa gazate e da mais e dema of the Lord Jesus. David now said, I sought the Lord. He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. The fear of not eligibility to the fulfillment of his request. The fear of death in the hand of Saul. The fear of being found out by Ahimelech, whom he told that he was on an assignment. Rather than telling him he was running away for his dear life. The fear of when is it going to be possible for my head to wear a crown, because it takes the living to wear the crown. But he said, I sought the Lord. Beloved, he made up his mind to look unto God, and a shame was never known in his life. But the Lord delivered him. He saved him and rescued him from shame. From being embarrassed, from disappointment, from being confounded. Beloved, he rescued him from every reproach. I don't know what you need to be rescued from this morning, and it is a must-have, and a must-experience, and a must needed miracle in your life. But David, they said, those who sought the Lord as you are seeking him now, by mercy can become a candidate of all time miracle right now. That is why you are saying to the Lord, you are saying, oh God, that showed mercy, have mercy upon me. Make me a candidate of the last minute miracle in 2015 that is needed in my life. I must not carry it over to 2016. Whatever has been designed by God to be done in my life, Lord, in this 2015, make me a candidate to receive it. Look as the art. Let them locate me now by the covenant of your mercy. Lord, let them locate me by the covenant of your mercy. Let them locate me by the covenant of your mercy. Let them locate me in this season of favor to finish strong, to finish well, to finish with laughter, to finish with thanksgiving, to finish all God in a glorious way. Let them find expression in this commission now. In Sapiasa Gazote, in Lapiasa Gazate, the needed miracle, the needed intervention, the needed even supernatural help that I mean that every shame locates me now. In Sosiataya, mercy that delivers, the needed help, the needed miracle, the needed provision, the needed healing, the needed release. Locate the prevailers, locate the pure donor, locate Akin this morning. Shea through Shea Shende, Pastor Yemi, locate them. no que Pastor Peter, no que David, no que Aunt Jeffrey, no que Femi this morning, but the covenant of your mercy and your favor, no que the prevailers with the needed on-time miracles, with the needed on-time job, with the needed and on-time release, with the needed and on-time victory in the court of law, with the needed on-time provision that terminates every disappointment, that erases every manner of shame, that terminates every reproach, and releases divine love that brings man into supernatural breakthrough, that brings man into the abundance of divine provision, that brings man into a season of harvest, that terminates every form of famine, that brings man to a season of fruitfulness, that terminates barrenness, that brings us into a season of flourishing, of growing our root deeper and spreading our branches wider in the season of divine influence, divine relevance, of divine impact in our nation and in the earth, and even in our communities, in our families, in the mighty name of Jesus. In la pio associato, in que qua associate, in the mighty name of Jesus. You have said covenant in the blood of Jesus. Answer in my favor by the covenant of mercy. Terminate every form of shortages, every form of lack of favor, lack of wellness, lack of oldness, lack of fruitfulness, lack of flourishing, lack of release, lack of deliverance. A covenant in the blood of Jesus. Answer in my favor by the covenant of mercy. Terminate every form of lack, lack of resources, lack of wisdom, lack of divine revelation knowledge, lack of insight and foresight and eyesight, lack of understanding of the will of God, of the good, the perfect, and the acceptable will of God. Lack of power, let it be exalted. Covenant in the blood of Jesus. Answer in my favor by the divine mercy of God. No catch me. Terminate every shortage. Terminate every form of disappointment, discouragement. Terminate every form of harassment in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I see a picture of a pregnant woman, and I cannot see the sex of the baby, whether it's a boy or a girl, but this baby is in a position right now. The head of the baby is towards the upper part of the stomach, and that baby is an healthy baby, but the baby must turn in the right position on time now, and that is why you and I were going to come in agreement for the all-time miracle for every pregnant person connected to anyone in this commission and who is a member of this commission. We are commanding the divine miracle of ease by mercy for a turning of that baby to be head down in the right position at the right time. Osapio Otuga Apio Otua Sapia Zazazo Zopriendi Kekuazata Nikakutu Zazia Zepri Atua Zaproto Nikakuande Gazate Isopri Atua Zapriande Nikakuande Gazatua. Lord, I cover everyone pregnant who is going to be due for delivery pretty soon in the blood of Jesus. And whether they are even a pregnant, just a few weeks old, or even a number of months old, I command at the right time, when babies are to be well positioned, head down and ready. ready for delivery. I decree every form of complexity, you are bound in the name of Jesus. I command babies, be rightly positioned in the time of life, in the due time, in the right time, even miraculously when you are met according to the program of pregnancy and delivery, that you are well positioned even for birth on time and without any complexity, without any trouble, without any problem in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Sophia atu desert, in la mostro sotie, in the desert. Thank you, my Father. David said of taste and see that the Lord is good. And those who trust in him, like the four lepers, they are blessed. God used the angelic host to stand and agitate those who beseech Samaria as sponsor on ending famine in Samaria. God arose of those who lack human help, human support, and he ensured not only that their enemies that terrorized them was afraid, what they were afraid of became afraid of them, he supplied their needs. Therefore, you are speaking ahead of time and you are saying, Lord, where I lack help of man, arise for my aid, arise for my help, supernaturally engage the host of heaven to be the personalities that will defend my cause, secure my laws, terrify my terrorizers, and agitate those who make me afraid, and read every illegal occupiers of what belongs to me, read them of my portion. Lord, take them out of the way, the appeal of Susa Arte, and give me access to what favor can deliver in this year and the years that is ahead. In La Mion de Gazato, in La Pio of Tugazate, in La Pio Susiate, say to the Lord, where I've been rejected, Lord, give me divine acceptance. Where I've been abandoned, let man begin to seek for me. Where I've been forsaken, let those who forsook me come and lick the dust of my feet. Where I was unable and incapable, make me able in the name of Jesus. Where I have lost relevance, Lord, make me an instrument of wonder in the mighty name of Jesus. Where I have been afraid, give me grace to confront my fears. Where no one has believed me, Lord, do a miracle. Lord, in my life, because I believe you, repair every form of doubt and unbelief that men have, even concerning my life, on Sapiosi Gazate, where I have lacked resources, in the mighty name of Jesus, supernaturally intervene for the prevailers for this commission. Let human resources, financial resources, resources, spiritual resources, in the gifting and the graces of God, begin to find expression in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, where I've been displaced, Lord, restore me back to my place. Restore my portion to me. Restore what I need to fulfill destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. In Beku Kasuata, in La Mekli Kakuazo, in Sopruta Gazate, in Lipo, or through the Ziate, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, see unto the Lord, the covenant in the blood of Jesus. Answer by mercy in my favor, in the name of Jesus. Lord, use the impossible to do the unimaginable in my life. Use the insignificant to do great things for me. You did not expect to turn around my situation. Lord, use everything that you have created to answer in my favor. In love or sosa, et tu asas yatela, le clusto sosia, et dege quasa, et tu sosia tolia, le cluso tege libru sosia, et sopportu casate, et dege clusoto, et sopru sosia, et la pionde casate, et dege clusoto, et libru sosia, et dege casusa, Isso prusa siate, endege que cusoto, isso prunda casa, ila macoto casate, isso priazote, ila mecuasa casate, endiga quaso, isso prunda casa siate, ilo pondege cusoto, el livro sozia, isso prusa siate, ila posto casate, E sopia atuate, endege que custosia, in the mighty name of Jesus, in lobo custosia. So David said, I was young and now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children beg for bread. The castles are pure. David said, the young lions do lack. But those who seek the Lord will not lack any good thing. Second Peter chapter number 1, verse 3 to 4. By his divine nature, God has given unto us all things that pertains unto life and unto godliness. They have been given in Christ Jesus. Therefore, you are going to say tonight, my Father, by the covenant of your mercy, answering through the blood of Jesus, Lord, in my favor, then there be an unending release of every good thing, good supply of health, good supply of wealth, good supply of courage, the good supply of divine grace, the supply of everything good is available to me. It's a piazza gasoso, il metro donoso, it's tutta la custosa di arte, e la pio ottosa arte, e dica e quasi si a te. Therefore, my Father, I connect with the divine power of God that makes all things available, answering in my favor. And by the same mighty power he has given us, all the other rich and wonderful blessings he promised. For instance, the promise to save us from the lust and wrongness all around us and to give us his own character. So the fruit of the Spirit is one of what is available to us in Christ Jesus. It's up here at us. Let good news locate the prevalence today. It's us up here. In the Macos of the Sate, in the Prus of the Ate, and they get qua as Suate, and they get Cusoto, and they get a Pio to the Sate, in the Pio or to the Sote, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have prayed, amen. Beloved brethren, the word of the Lord says, in the time of favor, he had us. So there is a favorable time, acceptable time for our help from God to locate us. A day is like 1,000 years before him. 1,000 years is like a day. acceptable time I have at thee. And in the day of salvation, I help thee. In the acceptable time, I add you. In the day of salvation, I help thee. So when the covenant of mercy is answered in our favor, we will have ever pay attention to your call and to your cry. Don't forget, when the righteous cry, the Lord heareth them. When ever paying attention to us, we are helped. As the word of the Lord says, I will help you, you will not be put to shame. Set your face like a flint upon me, for you shall not be put to shame. Therefore, you are making a covenant under the canopy of his mercy and his grace this morning, and you are saying, Lord, I come in agreement with your word. I enter into covenant with you, Father, that from today, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, let my life, my destiny, this commission, our leader and our members begin to know and walk in unprecedented favor, delivering the help required for salvation, for redemption, required for victory, for laughter, required for lifting, for rejoicing, required for fruitfulness and for change of story, required for strength and for quickening by your spirit, required for breakthrough, for on time miracles, required for on time help, everywhere, at any time, at all times, required in our favor. Let it begin to find expression, locating this commission. Lord, the divine help required for on time answer, for speedy response from heaven. To walk under open heaven. Lord, my Father, let it be released. Let it find expression. Let it be made manifest in the life of this commission. Lord, the on time help of God that requires that we cause our sons and our daughters to be brought from afar, that will cause the north, the south, the east, and the west to give them up. The on-time help required to see the flourishing and the fruitfulness of this commission, our leaders and our members, to see us increasing abundantly, to see us growing and going forward and taking our root downward. And to Gazapi, the required help, Lord, for our help, for our aid, for our support, for our establishment. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let it begin to find expression now. Lord, the required help of the miraculous to happen all the time, in every way, at all times, in every manner, in the life of everyone in this commission, in the life of this commission, oh God, that this commission, as you have spoken to me, is permanently a solution center. For the nation, for our people, for the community, and for various ministries and various men and women, from the grassroots to the glass house, in the mighty name of Jesus, it's a piatica sotica, zatica leprunonoso, and diga a piota da sucia, the pretuasa si arte, il apodica cotote. Beloved, begin to praise the Lord who has had us, who will do a quick work, who will cut his work short in righteousness. Father, we praise you, we exalt you, we glorify your name, miracle working God, the God who performed his word according to that which he has spoken. Blessed be your name. Thank you, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad. Thank you for all-time miracle, all-time help, all-time favor, delivering good news of great joy, delivering a favorable finishing, a favorable completion of 2015, where every agenda of God becomes fulfilled without fail. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Amen to us. as a believer, there shall be a performance of the word of the Lord that has been spoken unto us, even this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, as we lay down to sleep before the 5 a.m. call, our sleep shall be sweet, even in the night season. We will lay down and sleep, and none shall make us afraid. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return unto Zion at 5 a.m. Everlasting joy shall be upon our head. Even right now, as we lay down, nobody is permitted to be oppressed. I command every environment of the righteous to be conducive for the angelic host, even to minister to for us and on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, I fence out every power of darkness, every environmental problem, environmental enemy. In the name of Jesus, I draw the bloodline even around our habitation, around our life and our destiny. Therefore, as we lay down to sleep, there will be dreams of victory, dreams of joy, dreams of rescue, dreams of provision, dreams of supernatural help and supernatural aid, dreams of greatness and of increase, dreams of abundant supply, dreams of establishment and settlement, dreams of victory, continually dreams of favor, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare, even as we return in the morning, Lord, we receive divine instruction, direction, and divine guidance to press into the remaining hours in 2015 to see the hand of the Lord that performs wonder, that will yet do great and mighty things in our midst. Now unto you who is able, faithful, dependable, reliable, my God, that perform every word that he has spoken unto his servant and execute his word through the mouth of me, even his messenger this morning, because you are the word that I speak and you are the word that actually express your word in my mouth. Therefore, I return the glory, the honor, and the praise to you, for you will yet do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ever think or imagine by the power of your spirit that is at work in us. And yet, my Father, you will perform to perfection with divine speed, and none of your spoken word shall lack its fulfillment, performance, expressions in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for using the unexpected, the insignificant, the unimaginable, able to bring about your miraculous work in our lives today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the testimonies that goes forth out of this session. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.